This is a CKTZ News update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Harbor Authority of Cortez Island is offering a summer moorage. Beginning on April 1st, applications to apply for summer moorage at the government docks on Cortez Island will open. I caught up with Jenny Hartwick, the PC manager, to find out more about this policy, how it all works, and how it should improve operations on the government docks during the high season. Is the application process for summer moorage, is this a new process?
This may be new to some users. The policy was actually rolled out in April of 2022. So this will be the second year that the policy is in place.
So how did it go last year with the new policy?
So while we were able to capture a lot of the islanders prior to the policy rolling out, there were a few latecomers who came into it partway through and were shocked to find that things had changed. Because we've kept our signage up for the last year and we managed to have a lot of conversations with the longer term facility users, I'm really hopeful that we can have everybody on board on that side of things. From a dock management issue, it made our life much easier. It allowed us to track the number of vessels that were going to be at the dock. And we're not talking transient vessels coming in and out, but we're really talking that core population of boats. So what boats were using the dock, could we expect to see at the dock kind of 100% of the time, short of them going in and out for day trips or something like that? And that really allowed us to manage the overall capacities of the docks. We were getting to the point where we actually had safety and structural concerns for some of the facilities because they were being so overloaded. I was concerned that we were actually going to break one of our facilities. So we were doing things to protect the dock and to help manage the number of vessels that were being rafted out. For a lot of our users, it can be really difficult to have to move two or three vessels off of their boat to get it accessible for themselves to go out. Or if you have some mobility issues or if boats are moving, it can be quite uncomfortable to have to climb over other vessels. I really want the dock users on Cortez to know that we are doing our utmost to make sure that people get their first choice dock. Like that is 100% our attempt. We are very clear in our wording that due to the large number of moorage requests that we're receiving now, it might not be possible for us to accommodate everyone at their first choice dock. 100%, we will find them a space at a dock, one of the docks on Cortez, but it may not be their first choice dock. I do want to let the public know, though, we do take it seriously and we understand that it can be an inconvenience. The Warfinger and I, Don Tennant and myself, went around about 2 weeks ago with a very big, long measuring tape. And we measured every single one of our docks, our loading zones, our commercial zones. We measured the length of every single commercial boat currently using our docks. It took me several hours, but I created scale drawings of every single one of our docks, which we've laminated. We will literally be sitting with dry erase markers and trying to puzzle in everyone's boat length and see how many boats we can safely fit at everybody's first choice dock to make it work for them.
You had a campaign over the winter to try and raise some awareness about the actual intention and mandate of the government docks being that the first priority is commercial fishing operations, but that we know here on Cortez that there's a lot of liveaboards. So where does that sit currently, the balance between serving the liveaboards and serving commercial operations?
So the black and white answer is that the government docks on Cortez are small craft harbors docks. So Small Craft Harbors is a program under the Department of Fisheries and Oceans, and its mandate is to essentially support infrastructure, which is considered essential to the commercial fishing industry. And that stands true across Canada. So it's not just the BC coast that has Small Craft Harbors government docks. It's actually the Great Lakes, any area that has a commercial fishery. Liveaboards, unfortunately, do not fall under commercial fishing. So that is actually a facility use that Small Craft Harbors does not put any weight to. We understand on Cortez that there is a need for more housing, 100%. We recognize that. And the government docs on Cortez, the way the Harbor Authority has attempted to deal with this is that we have a limited number of spaces available for liveaboard. Currently, all the liveaboard positions are full. So we are not taking any additional liveaboards at any of the government docks on Cortez, simply because we need to maintain, we need to meet Small Craft Harbor's mandate, which is to support the commercial fishing industry and our commercial users. Of course, again, there's another element on Cortez. We have a lot of boat access only people. They don't necessarily fall under the commercial hat, but they're not what we would consider a recreational boat either. So for us, it's trying to find that balance between supporting and meeting Small Craft Harbor's mandate and still meeting the needs of our community. And what that boils down to currently for the Harbor Authority is that we're not accepting any more liveaboards at this time. It's one of those things, like, we understand that it is a change for a lot of the dock users, and it's especially for people that have been using the docks for 20 or 30 years on Cortez. Like, this is definitely a shift in policy, and we are doing our best to try to make it fair to everybody while still meeting that mandate that we're required to in for supporting the commercial users. But the Harbor Authority does take it seriously. Like, this is our community and we're all boaters as well. And we want to do due diligence and make sure that we are making it as fair and equitable, but also as safe as possible for everybody. And if that means that I have to sit and draw little boats on a laminated piece of paper to make sure that I can fit everyone in, then that's definitely what we're going to do.
Beautiful. Okay, one last thing. Can you just let me know or let us know how people can go through this application process?
Absolutely. There is a huge multitude of ways that you can apply. So applications open on April 1st. Any applications that are submitted before April 1st will not be considered. And the reason for that is we wanted to have a start date, a very clear start date, so that it was a first come first, like, equal opportunity chance for everyone. Applications are available on our website, which is www.cortezharbors.ca. You can download an application from there. Applications are available on the Tideline. We actually have a story there. You can email the Harbor Authority at hacimgr@gmail.com. So that's Harbor Authority Cortez Island Manager @gmail.com. And I can email you a package. The Cortez Market has print copies available for anybody who doesn't have a printer. So there's a huge multitude of ways that they can be accessed. You can also submit them to us in a variety of different ways. So you can choose to mail your completed document back to the Harbor Authority, which is Box 329 Manson's Landing. Again, just remember that anytime after April 1st, you can fill out the documents as a fillable PDF online and send that back to us via email. You can also do something, take a picture of your handwritten completed document, and I'm happy to accept a photograph of both pages of your document as well. I don't need the original back. I just need something that we can print off and file for you. So a multitude of different ways to access the document, but also several different ways to get them back to us.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.